Shas Rosh Hashiva, Rosh Hashiva, Mashkiach, Rabbanim, Rebbeim, and fellow honorable participants. I'm coming here for many years, and truthfully, this year's tagline, Shoyna Haim, we've come home, really resonates. I think you should keep it every single year. I don't know where you, whoever Adrian came up with it. For everybody, coming here is a different story, connection. Some people learned here, some people didn't learn here. Interesting, I recently found out, a few years ago, my father passed away. I was going through some of his letters, and I came up with a letter that my grandfather wrote in 1946. My father was born 21 years into the marriage as an only child. Before all these organizations, it was a miracle. It was a long story. I'm not going to go through the whole story. At the Bris, the Rosh Hashiva of the time, Rav Lezer Yehuda Finkel, had Kriyas Hashem. My father was born in Eretz Yisrael, and Har Tzofim, on Yom Kippur. So that's what it means for me to come home. I invited a very special person to come learn with me this year. He said, he's not such a learned person, I'm pretty modern. And I said, come for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, just come look at it. He never saw the Meir Yeshiva in his life. Or maybe, I think he learned at Hebron for a little while. What's special about my relationship and this person is that his son, who was in his young 20s, fought in Gaza, and he gave a daf yomi every day in the tank. I've seen videos of it and pictures. After giving a shir one day in the tank, he was on patrol. After the shir, he was in charge of being the lookout in the tank, looking around, and a sniper shot him and killed him. They found his gemara full of blood, and the father takes it with him and lives with it. So I invited him to come. 5 hours later, he was still here. Whole second Seder, the Shiurim, Ma'ariv. So I said to him, like, why did you stay? He said, I felt at home. Betochen, I felt a connection to Hashem the first time he's been here. We heard many interesting things. This Yachikala, fascinating shiurim, but there was two pratim I want to bring out that resonated with me. One, Rabbi Resnick spoke about the gift Rabbi Asher told him about, and the gift was a kasha, if you remember. Now, I'm not sure Rabbi Resnick understood how deep that statement was. This week, we spoke about Rabbi Shlokish and Rabbi Yechanan the whole week. Everybody knows the story of Rabbi Shlokish and Rabbi Yochanan, how Rabbi Shlokish was a bandit and Rabbi Yochanan promised his sister for him. And many years later, after many machlokesin, there was an argument in Beis Medrash about knives and swords. When does it become tumah? And Rabbi Yochanan, whatever it means in the Gemara, said, of course, you're a person who understands swords and knives from his previous life, and he was embarrassed. And from an embarrassment, he passed away. So Rabbi Yochanan lost his chavrusa. They gave him other chavrusas that brought him many rayas to his kashas or his shaylas. And he said, rayas? Rav Shlokish used to ask kashas. I don't need rayas. I think that's what Rezek spoke about. Now, what is the connection? The connection is that Rabbi Yochanan also got such chalish sadas, he passed away, because he didn't have the charus in the Torah that he had before. Now, who was Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan lost 10 sons. He used to go Menachem Mavel people with the bone of his 10th son to say, I also went through this. And whatever it means, he lost 10 children, he didn't lose his mind. But when he lost the Torah connection, that's when he passed away. That is a kasha, as Rabbi Resnick mentioned, is the gift of Torah. The second thing we learned about, which also resonated, was Rabbi Berkowitz's talking about Shabbos and why we need Shabbos. Hashem didn't have to rest. Hashem put Shabbos in that we should realize we don't control the world. And the world is perfect. I don't know about you, but I felt like I kept 6 days of Shabbos this week. That our phones were plugged in the bank. Luckily, there's no service. People complain, but it's fantastic. Now you could say, you know, 4 o'clock, the market's open. I want to, you know, then I'm going to start working. Before you know it, it's 8 o'clock. So what does that mean? That you could keep Shabbos during the week. So what I'm going to take away, and this is talking to myself, is that I'm going to go back home, my other home, my temporary home, and I'm going to try to learn extra because I see that I'm not indispensable. I'm very expendable. As Shabbos teaches you every week, as Rabbi Berkowitz said, Shabbos tells you Hashem controls everything. And we're not so important. And enjoy Hashem's beautiful world. So Mezuz Hashem, that's a lesson I'm going to take away, and hopefully others as well. My bracha to everybody is, everybody in this room probably needs something, whether it's Shaduchim, Gezint, Panosa, Chinuch HaBanim, Monos, whatever it is. We all should get our answers that we need, and the answers are all licked in Torah. And may Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring the Geula, that this could become our permanent home, and we don't have to only come for the Achikala, we could come all year round. Yishar Shekoyach.